the majority of Christians, I find, don't understand the difference between declaration and manifestation. And by that I mean when they're given a prophetic word. We talked about the road to Emmaus and the disciples' distress that Jesus wasn't doing or didn't do what they thought he was going to do, what they thought he'd come for. They thought. And he had to break the mindsets that they had that he was going to become king at that time. They were devastated, Cleopas and the other guy, because it hadn't turned out the way they thought it was going to. When he does something like this, it's because he wants to get us into alignment with himself. When he has to break the dream that we've built around the prophetic word that we've had, he has to do it, beloved, because we're living in a fantasy land otherwise, and we're not understanding process. The process between the word spoken and the manifestation of that word. There's a journey of sometimes 50 years, maybe even longer, ask Abraham, between the speaking of the word and the coming to pass of it. And in that time, you are being trained to actually take up the mantle, to do the job that was spoken of in the prophetic word. The office of prophet, for instance, has a long training time. We have to learn many, many things about relationships between ourselves and the Lord, how to position ourselves and who we are, and towards people. It's always hearing and speaking for a prophet, and it's always keeping an awful lot quiet, an awful lot that is never said. In the prophetic office, there is far more that is never shared than there is. And the primary task of a prophet is to teach the people of God to hear him, so that when the prophetic word comes, they can hear it, discern it, and understand it. If you have a prophetic word or words over your life that don't seem to be being fulfilled this day, could I suggest that you just sit down and do a review of your journey so far? Have a look at the waymarks. Have a look at the times where you've gone round exactly the same situations again in different guises. And begin to ask yourself questions about where you are on the road to the manifestation of that word. It'll be an ebb and a flow, and it will be ministering to him and then ministering to the people on earth. It will be in and out, up and down, trials and tests and mountaintop experiences, and on the way you will get confirming words about the call on your life. So be at peace about the fact that if he's spoken it and you're in alignment, it will come to pass. But what you need to check right now on your compass bearing is if you are in alignment with him and that word. That's where you may need to make some mid-course corrections. Because if you've hung a left and he's going straight on, you're going to need to come back to the place where you took a wrong turn and continue on the right road, perhaps at a faster pace than you were going at first. God never speaks an idle word, but it does mean that we need to be aligned to that word and not aligned to our idea of how and when that word should come to pass. Have a really enjoyable time as you do a review with the Holy Spirit this day to find out if you are on course by checking your compass, your inner compass, and just checking that you are completely going for true north and you are in alignment with him. God bless you.